Our next case will be 1200115, Mason Parker. Will anybody related to this case please come up to the table? And have a seat. Here's fine. Are you a witness for the city or are you Mr. Parker?
I am Mr. Parker.
Okay, I'll have you sit over here and then you can have access to the iPad. And if you click on your name or case number, you can see the documents for the case.
You hit documents. This just.
Oh, just go.
Well, I don't think there's much there.
The clerk will help you.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Which one? Okay. Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
You good, Mr. Parker?
I am.
Today is February 4th, 2020. It's approximately 9:55 a.m. and we are in room 3000 of the city building at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue. My name is Nancy Hockman and I am a hearings officer for the city. I do not work for parking enforcement or for the Bureau of Transportation. I work for the auditor's office and our role is to review the decision of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website for you and other members of the public to listen to unless you have a strong objection. Mr. Parker, did you have a chance to read your statement of rights? And I think there's another copy of it in front of you, where there should be.
It looks pretty simple.
So no questions about your rights? Thank you. So again, I'm a neutral decision maker and my role is to review the evidence, which includes any documents that are admitted today, as well as the testimony from both of the parties in order to make a decision about whether the tow was valid. And whether or not the tow was valid is the only decision that I can make today. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if the person who ordered the tow followed all the procedural and notice requirements and followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that appeal of a ticket or a citation has to be done at court and not in this hearing.
You mean the parking ticket?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
A parking ticket
that.
Or a something that says citation. Right, basically.
Yeah, I understand
parking.
That.
Okay. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as court. We don't use the rules of evidence. The decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. So a person who's making a point has to make that point, has just convinced me a little over 50%. We don't really have any rules in here other than don't talk over other people, and every party will have an adequate opportunity to tell their story and to ask questions of the other party. I'm going to go over the exhibits now, and if you want me to pull them over so you can see them on the big screen, let me know. We have your tow hearing request form. We have the auto return information, which tells us whether we have jurisdiction in the case and tells you about the tow. We have the notice of today's hearing, the statement of rights and procedures, which you just looked at, and then we have the officer's tow hearing report. Do either of you have any objections? Let me actually just get the appearance of the city's representative. Please state your name and spell it, sir.
My name is Jerry Robertson, Jerry Robertson.
And what is your position with the city?
Parking code enforcement officer.
Okay. And Mr. Robertson, do you have any objection to any of the exhibits that I mentioned coming into the record?
No objections, but I would like to make a correction if feasible.
Okay. And I will pull up, is it to your tow hearing report?
It's to the type of vehicle.
Okay. Would that be, which document would that be on?
That would...
Would it be on this one? I'm sorry, I didn't pull it over to this for you to see.
That would be on the parking citation.
On the citation, okay. I'll scroll down to that. Okay.
Okay, that should be a Hyundai instead of Hunder.
Okay. Thank you. And Mr. Parker, do you have any objection to any of the documents coming into the record with that correction?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the exhibits are admitted. I'll turn that around so
yeah,
you can
please
see
do. Okay.
That. So right here, he's changing Honda to Hyundai.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. So the exhibits are admitted. At this point, I'll have you both raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you are about to give will be the whole truth? Starting with Mr. Parker, if you agree, please say so.
Yes.
And Mr. Robertson?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll start with Mr. Parker, and please tell me why you believe the tow of your vehicle was invalid.
I just believe the sign was not well lighted, and also it was in a place where all the traffic goes west at that time of day, so it's not where one would even expect to have a restriction on the road itself.
And I may have some questions, but Mr. Robertson, do you have any questions for Mr. Parker based on his testimony?
Just a question. How long have you been living in that location?
Not very long.
When you say not very
about
long?
About 2 years.
2 years? Okay. Thank you.
And that's just that's mostly just the mailing address.
Okay.
So I'm going to expand on some of the things you said. So you said the vehicle where it was towed from was not well lighted. What time did you park the vehicle there?
It was about maybe 6:05.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
Okay.
I was waiting to meet somebody in the UPS store, and I went over to Starbucks, and I was just, the UPS store opens at 8 o'clock, and that's when I was supposed to meet them.
Okay, so you parked at 6 a.m. the day of the tow?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said all the traffic was going west, so you wouldn't think there would be a restriction on the road itself. Can you explain
yeah.
that? I'm not quite following that.
All the traffic that I've ever seen.
So it's a one-way street?
No, it's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street, but just all the traffic. It makes sense to have a restriction there from 4 to 6, which is what the other signs say, because it all goes west in the morning, then it all comes back east in the afternoon.
So you were parked on the east side or the west side of the street?
It was the south side.
Okay. So you said the traffic goes east in the morning?
Yeah, it goes west in the morning. Everything
okay.
goes over towards McAdam Avenue, and then it comes back the other way in the afternoon.
Okay. And you were parked on the south side?
Yeah.
And you said it goes west in the morning?
It goes
correct.
West in the morning, and then
okay.
it comes back.
So
everybody
it sounds
comes back.
Like, I just did a little diagram of what you said. So it sounds like, and you parked there in the morning, so it sounds like you were there during the busy time when it was all going west in the morning, because you were parked at 6 a.m., and you said it's busy going west in the morning. Is that right?
Yeah, the opposite way.
What about the opposite way?
I was facing east, and then
okay.
all the traffic goes west, so... The morning rush goes west, and then it comes back in the afternoon.
So you were facing east on, you
Tacoma.
Said, the south side of the street?
Yeah, it's on the south side. It's like right next to where that pizza place is. Bellagio's, I think.
And you were parked in the correct direction with the traffic?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure I'm following that, so I might have some follow-up questions. But at this point, I'm going to go to Mr. Robertson for his testimony.
Yes, ma'am. That morning on, first I was employed by the City of Portland as a parking code enforcement officer, and I was employed on 1/15/2020. And at approximately 7:30 a.m. in the morning, while I was on routine scooter patrol, enforcing the early morning prohibited times, I saw this Hyundai with the Washington plate Baker India Whiskey 8284 parked on Southeast Tacoma Street between 11th and 15th Avenue. This was on the south side of the street. It was preventing the normal flow of vehicular traffic in the no parking 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday zone, which is on the public property in the City of Portland, County of Multnomah, State of Oregon. At this time, I issued citation Henry Adam 3192-2723 for prohibited times under City Ordinance 16.20.205C. And then at that time, I ordered a tow. They have this zone because you do have traffic coming westbound in the morning. And also, additionally, they do have traffic coming from the city on the eastbound during that time frame, and they want those areas clear. So that's the reason why we do enforce that in the mornings and in the evening.
Thank you. So just to confirm, the lane where the vehicle that was towed was parked is rush hour both morning and afternoon?
Yes, ma'am. It's 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Thank you. And now I understand your testimony. Mr. Parker, you believe that most of the traffic is going not in that lane in the morning?
Nearly all of it goes west.
Okay.
It makes sense to have it on 4 to 6 if everything comes the.
Thank you. Mr. Parker, do you have any questions for Mr. Robertson based on his testimony?
No.
Okay. Mr. Robertson, were your photos taken with a flash?
No, ma'am. It was just the regular lighting for that morning.
And what time were your photos taken?
Approximately 7:31.
Thank you. And anything else from either party before we go? Okay. Well, I want to thank, I'm sorry.
Did I hear you say that the signage was not well lit? Is that what you
not
said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Thank you.
I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Oh, did you have any additional exhibits you wanted to admit, Mr. Parker?
No, I didn't bring anything.
Okay. The clerk just thought she might have seen you with something, so
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, probably would have been a good idea, but I didn't think to bring that.
Just give me one more minute. Okay. At this point, I want to just thank you both for coming to give me a fuller picture of what happened. And I'm not going to be deciding the case now. I will be sending a written order within about a week to 10 days. So thank you both for coming, and this will conclude the hearing. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
It's a good idea here.